In these famous woes of our Lord Jesus, we learn something wonderful and something terrifying about our Savior. What should be a little bit terrifying is the fact that he is still a judge. In fact, he is the light of the world, and so he casts light in the darkness, and in that is a judgment, as he's passing judgment on Chorazin and Bethsaida and saying, it's not looking good for you, and he's not going to soft pedal it. He's going to tell it as it is. It's not looking good. And that should be a little bit terrifying. But that terror should quickly give way to the fact that this is something wonderful about the Lord, is that he really doesn't ask that much. What do we read in the response? Turn to me in your need and you will live. So it's not as though we have to do everything and figure everything out and reach the heights of perfection on our own, and then maybe we'll squeak through the gates of heaven and then Jesus will not beat me with a stick. Turn to me. See me. The problem with Chorazin and Bethsaida and all these towns is that they didn't see him working mighty works, wonders in their very midst. And he's saying, I am doing that for you. Just please acknowledge them. No, it wasn't you that did all those great things and got that great job and made all that money and raised those good kids. It was me, he says. Just acknowledge it. Every good thing that's ever come forth from your mouth, from your hands, from your mind was my working, Jesus says. Just, there it is. Just acknowledge that I do everything for you, that I have and that I will. And then it's not complicated, and we have nothing to fear. They could not see the greatest works that he was doing right in their midst, and it had no effect on them. Either they doubted or they were distracted. So, two things that we run risk of where we should fear the woes. Number one, if we fixate on sin and miss all the good things that the Lord is doing. A fixation on our imperfection is a fixation on self. And a fixation on self is an ignorance and avoidance of Jesus. So we don't fixate on sin or where we're imperfect. We look at where he's acting and beg him, fill my need, take care of that thing, and let's get on with life. That's a great risk for us. A tremendous risk for us is to see nothing but imperfection and sin in the world and to miss all the good. And you say, okay, where there is imperfection and sin in me and in the world, Jesus, you take care of it. And that's a prayer. The other great risk is just to ignore. And that's the worldly way, to ignore all the good things he's doing. So we will do neither. We will acknowledge all the good things that he's done in my life and he's doing today with gratitude. And we will not fixate on what's not working, but give that to him and move on joyfully for the kingdom. Amen.